Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Welcome again to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? This is Brother James Brown. I'm your executive host, and I'm the executive director of Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio. And today is Saturday, October the 22nd, year 2016. It is so wonderful to know that you all are here on the airways listening again to be able to receive a word from the Lord on tonight, words of encouragement. Again, I am so grateful to God that he has allowed me with this new platform and to be able to share this platform with others. So before we go any further, we always open up in prayer. I ask all listeners, if you could please go in prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise. We come to give you glory. We come to give you thanks, Heavenly Father, for who and all that you are. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, we know that there is none like you. So, Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, that you will forgive each one of us of all of our sins and our transgressions. Heavenly Father, for you, your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So we need your forgiveness, Lord. So we ask that you will forgive us on tonight, that our prayers would not be hindered, that we can continue to move forward in your name and continue to do what you have called for us to do on tonight. And, oh God, we pray, Lord, right now for those that are listening that may not do not have a relationship with your son Jesus, who are not saved, who are still spiritually blind. Heavenly Father, I pray that something will be said on tonight that will encourage their hearts and their eyes, their spiritual eyes and ears will become open, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ for themselves, and that something will come into their hearts so that they can be saved. And then, Lord, that they will come to know their God purpose, and they will be able to fulfill it in the earth for your glory. And Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Heavenly Father, you know who they are and where they are. You know how to reach them. Oh, God, we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in Jesus' name. And then, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are suffering from bereavement and the loss of loved ones, no matter what form or how it happened, Lord, but there's been a situation that's been a loss in their lives. So we pray, Lord, that you would comfort and strengthen each one of them, Heavenly Father, as only you can, for we know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So right now, we just, as you would be, in the midst of this broadcast, Heavenly Father, for it's not about us, but it's about you, Lord. It's about Jesus. So we just want your name to be lifted up, Heavenly Father, over the airways on tonight, that you will be glorified. And, oh, God, we just, I thank you for the listeners. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless them, continue to move by your spirit in each one of their lives, that you will be pleased and glorified through each one of them. And I pray, Lord, and thank you for my guests on tonight, that you will be glorified through them on tonight. And, oh, God, we just give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you glory for the opportunity to be a vessel to be used again for you over the airways on tonight, and that you will be glorified. And just have your way, that you will be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. And all the saints of God said amen.
Amen.
But on tonight, I always have a spiritual food for thought. And the spiritual food for thought for tonight is what we value reveals the state of our heart, of our heart. Again, the spiritual food for thought for tonight is what we value reveals the state of our heart, and that is so true. I just want to say to the listeners, I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels. That's the website for this internet radio show. Again, go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels and click on follow. And then I would like to let all listeners know that I welcome all feedback and comments from each listener. If you feel so free that you would like to have comments or feedback to me, I want to give you my email. My email is all lowercase. That's james_brown1558@yahoo.com. Or you can reach me on Facebook. Again, my email is all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com. Or you can reach me on Facebook. I would like to remind those that may be tuning in for the first time, God has put it in my spirit to start opening up the phone lines, and I'm going to do this most likely twice a month. He has blessed me to be on now every Thursday and every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. And for this, I am so grateful and to be able to share this platform with others that can share the good news of Jesus Christ and our testimony that God will be glorified through it. And most of all, that souls will be saved. And I thank him for that. And so he put in my spirit to open the door for the listeners. At least twice a month, I am going to be opening up the phone lines for the listeners worldwide to call in and share your testimony. God, he is a jealous God, and he said he would share his glory with no one. And so I'm so excited to be able to open up the phone lines for the listeners to call in and share your testimonies, because that is how God would be glorified through you, because it's personal. That would be your testimony that you are giving God the glory because of what he did for you. And then God will be glorified. And then someone that may be listening, they will know that what God did for you, if he did it for you, they may be going through the same thing that he brought you through and out of. They may be going through the same thing. So they may need to know that if he did it for you, you are a testimony and your witness that he did, so then God wants you to share it with others. And so this is your opportunity to let them know that he can do it for them too. So this is the listener's opportunity to be able to call in and share your testimony, that God will be glorified through your testimony, and that you will be blessed and someone else will be blessed as well. Well, tonight, I have a special guest on tonight, and the person of this is author, speaker, publisher, Christina Dixon. This is my special guest on tonight. She has been on my previous show when I was under Kingdom Builders International Ministries. But now that God has opened up this new platform, I decided to have her on again on this new platform. And so she is my special guest on tonight, again, in the person of Christina Dixon. I see that you're on the line, Sister Christine Dixon. Praise the Lord on tonight.
Praise the Lord, Brother Brown. It is such a pleasure to be with you again tonight.
Amen. I am wonderful, and I am so excited and looking forward to having you on tonight. And I see that you have apparently you have some of your children on the line with you.
Yes.
How many are able to get on? I'm not sure which one of my children were able to attend, but I believe I hear my eldest daughter, Christina.
That's correct.
If you're on the line, Christina, could you say hello?
Hello, I'm Christina.
And is there someone else from the family that's on the line?
I guess the others were unable to join us.
Okay, I see something that someone. Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm Elena.
You're Elena?
Yes.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. It's so nice to have you all on the line with us tonight. And I was sharing with the listeners, introducing your mother to the listeners. And so we just want them to let the listeners know that you are on the line as well. So, Sister Dixon, before we go further into tonight's program, I would like for you to, first of all, please share another testimony, please. And right after you do your testimony, Sister Dixon, I'm going to do a music break. And after the music break, then we will go further, okay?
Oh, thank you. What God has done in the life of my children and I. My testimony is that 29 years ago, I came to the Lord at the point of suicide because I had shamefully walked away from my children 2.5 years prior. And the shame of that whole experience was so huge that I tried to attempt suicide because I couldn't deal with the pain of it all. And in the moment that I came back to Christ, the Lord gave me peace, but I still had to deal with the consequences of my choices. And while I had been away from my children for 2.5 years, or shall I say they had been living with my parents for 2.5 years, it took me another 2.5 years to become stable enough for them to come back and live with me. And when they came back to live with me, I was ecstatic. I was so happy because not only did I have my children living with me, but I was also happy because I had remarried. And I thought that by having a new husband, getting a new daddy, so to speak, in the house, that I had done this great thing. And what I really came to find out was that I needed to allow my children to heal from the damage that I had done in walking away from them. And so having another person in their life literally made things more difficult, and we went through a very difficult season. And a lot of parents have shared with me that they are amazed at what God has done in our relationship, because amazingly, my children don't hate me, which what mother walks away from her children and the children don't have some type of animosity toward them? But I praise God today, Brother Brown, that the Lord gave me the wisdom on how to win the hearts of my children back and how to humble myself. And as Elena says from time to time, he helped me to take my lump so that I could win my heart's children, my children's hearts back, show them that I really did love them in spite of the fact that I have walked away from them. Elena or Christina, would you like to add something to that for a few moments prior to Mr. Brown's break?
Well,
I'm sure I can add.
Oh, you can go ahead, Elena.
Go ahead. No, you're good. Go ahead, Christina.
I can just basically say I am glad that we are where we are today and that we are very, very close to our mother and love her dearly despite everything that's happened in the past, and I wouldn't choose any other mother. I love her dearly.
Yeah, I would have to agree with my sister Christina. You know, we all have our challenges, but regardless of the way we grew up when we were kids, our mom has shown a way of being humble and gaining knowledge that she wasn't trained with as well. Through reading, through listening to various Family Center podcasts, and it just exemplified, you know, a need to learn and the effort that was required in order to become a consistent parent that put the needs of her children emotionally and spiritually ahead of her own to make sure that we could reconcile with her, because you can't reconcile with someone when you don't have a clean slate, and she really worked hard to start from scratch with each one of us.
That was a challenge, and Brother Brown, I'm not sure how much more time you need before we go into your music break, but there were some very difficult challenges in the process of winning the hearts of my children back. For example, Christina, in her teen years, ran away multiple times because she was so angry and there were so many things that were going on in our household that were just plain out of order. Chrissy, would you share some of that with them about how difficult it was and how it was that you were just so hurt that you ran away?
Well, I think at the time I was angry, not just over being left and everything. Well, when you came back with a new husband, and I just felt that we were not the priority. A lot of times when things were going awry, it seemed as if you took the word submission to mean acquiescence. So you just blindly followed whatever was going on, even when I think, you know, in hindsight, you would have made different choices. And so I was angry about a lot of things, and even though I expressed them to you, there weren't significant changes, if changes at all, to make the situation better. So a lot of times I just felt like, you know, anywhere else would be better, because I felt like I was living in a hell on earth sometimes. At times I was. That's how I felt. And so I left. I didn't know what to do. And myself at times, sometimes I had my own suicide attempts, but I was more on the wimpy side. I didn't do anything that could bring me pain. But thank God none of that worked, and that I'm still here today to share our testimony about the things we've gone through. And I've come through that and healed, you know, got the healing past that and everything. And, you know, we have the relationship we have today.
Amen. I remember, Brother Brown, how at one of the points where Christina ran away from home, I just was ignorant. I was ignorant. When she ran away on one of those occasions to one of my sister's home, and the other sister said to me, "Do you realize what you're doing by allowing her to stay at our sister's house?" And I said, "Well, she doesn't want to be with me." And I was feeling vulnerable and rejected and just felt like my daughter didn't want me, and I felt ashamed and embarrassed. And my sister said to me, she said, "Every day that you let her stay with our sister, the enemy is telling her, 'See, I told you your mother didn't want you.'" And the minute she said that to me, I asked her, "Will you please drive me over there so I can get my baby?" And I went and I got her, even though she didn't want to come home. And we were talking just the other day, Brother Brown, about how she ran away more times after that. But eventually it got to the place where one day she says to me, "Well, I would run away, but it doesn't make any sense to run away. She's just going to come and get me." And when she said that, I knew that she understood that I wanted her in my life. No matter how difficult our relationship was, I was willing to have a difficult relationship because I loved her. And I really did care, despite the fact that I had walked away before. Brother Brown?
Yes, praise the Lord. You know, that is such a powerful testimony, and I just thank God that you all are still, you know, in the way of the Lord, and that you're still the family that God has called you to be, because like you all said, we know that there was nobody but the enemy that was trying to do what he did best, and that was he was trying to kill, steal, and destroy your family.
Yes, well.
But the Lord saw fit that, you know, he worked that thing out, and he had, you know, through the Holy Spirit and through the aid of his word, and you calling out to the Lord, and you did it because of the mother who loves her children. And so I just thank God for what he has done in your life and the life of your children, and the best is still yet to come. So that is just an overview, listeners, from the author of Christina Dixon, the title of her book. Is your book out already, Sister Dixon?
It is not yet finished, and so we're still working. And we are posting blogs online on Facebook.
Okay. Well, the title of her upcoming book is From Estranged to Change, I Got My Kids Back. That's the title of her upcoming book, so be on the lookout for that. To the listeners. And so right at this time, Sister Dixon, I'm going to do a music break, and we're going to come back after our music break. And if you and your daughter, your children that are still on the line, please do not hang up. I need you all to stay on the line, because if you feel this is your time to, if you want to go a little more deeper into, you know, what the Lord is doing for you individually, children, and because of how he connected your family back together, that the Lord will be glorified through what he's doing through you all now that you're back as a family. We want to be able to have you all share, even you, Sister Christina Dixon. I want to start with your children when we come back after this music break, that they can share individually what the Lord is doing with them now since you all have been connected back together. And then we will end with you, Sister Christina Dixon, as to what the Lord has done, doing through you now as the family is now connected back together. And then we will go into that right after this music break, if you don't mind. So this is what we want the Lord to do as Christians. We ought to always want to, and I thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ that it still works. It worked then and it still works it now. So we want the Lord to cover us.
Cover me, Lord, with thy Spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. With thy prayer. thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh. Oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh. With thy breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Sing this. Cover me. Come on, sing that with me. Oh, cover me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, cover me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cover me. Somebody open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Here. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him.
Praise the Lord. Yes, indeed. We definitely want the Lord to cover us. We know that he is covering us because we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We know that the blood of Jesus is covering us and it still works and it would never lose its power. So right now we have on the line Sister Christina Dixon and her family members. So I'm starting off with the children. If you all could go one by one, I don't know which one will go first. But right after following the first sibling, if the next one will come following right after that one, could you, and then we would go have Christina Dixon, the mother, if she would give us an overview as what God is doing in her life after we let you all conclude. So we're going to start with the first sibling. Could you give us a name first?
My name is Christina.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes, and as far as what we are doing now, we're sharing our testimony so that we can bless other families and help other families to hopefully reconcile and to build and grow their relationship together so that their relationship is no longer estranged. That is hopefully we'll be able to reach out to a lot of people, and what we've been through can help others in their lives, and hopefully also to help others who are not estranged to never become estranged. and to make better choices based on the things that we've done, you know. The way we get along today is absolutely awesome. I can't go without my mom. I can't even imagine just not even having her in my life now. She's the queen of my heart, and I love her very much. And I mean, even little things, I call her all the time for. I spend as much time as possible with her. We even vacation together, and just being in her presence is just so wonderful. And one of the things that I really like is because she never minimized anything she did, and she, as my sister puts it, she took her lumps and allowed us to tell her how hurt we were and everything, and to work through the healing process. Not only have we been able to reconcile with her, but we've been able to reconcile with others in our lives, with our stepfather. For me, it's two stepfathers, and my biological father, even, with other people who have also, abandoned us during that time as well, because our fathers were still in the same city on the same side of town when we were left with our grandparents. And that was something I had realized as well, that we were not just abandoned by our mother, we were abandoned by our fathers. And nobody felt the need to come and get us from our grandparents' house during that time. You know, everybody was, you know, I guess, cool with the way the situation was. And so I know for me now, I love every last one of my parents. But a lot of it, most of it, the vast majority of it, has to do with the work that my mother did. She was the only one who, out of all our parents, even so much as tried to do the work of reconciliation, tried to do the work of saying, I am so sorry for what I've done, and to never minimize what was going on. And she continues to do that work even today, because for me, as the oldest child, I got mad at her as it was happening. Over time, as I got older, I got married, I had my own kid, you know, that lessened and everything. My anger and everything lessened greatly. However, my other siblings kind of came with their own issues later with my mother, and she continues to do the work. So it is an ongoing process sometimes. You know, and sometimes later in life, like I know my sister had her daughter, and it triggered, you know, some of the things that she was going through with her later in life. So this is an ongoing work that my mother is doing. And like I said, because she avails herself to do these type of things, that has made us love her much, much more deeper than anybody else, I would think, because she's able to take it from the superficial and grow beyond that. And because of her work, like I said before, grace has been extended to all of our parents and others in our lives. We know how to reconcile and to work toward a better relationship with others because of the work my mother did. And I am so grateful for that. And I'm hoping that others are learning how to do that, because sometimes all it takes is one person to make a whole lot of relationships better, because one person was willing to say, I was wrong, I'm sorry, what can we do to go forward? I want to go forward with you. I love you that much to go forward with you. And I'm not going to minimize what I've done, and I hope you accept my apology and we can go forward. And we were able to do that.
Wow. And you know what? That's love. And like you said, only that's what real love does. And I love how you said the grace that's there now and how you all reconcile. That is so important, reconciliation. And that's what a lot of people need to do, is that are in the Lord Jesus Christ and who have walked away from the Lord and are not fulfilling their God purpose, they need to reconcile with God and get back into fellowship with God. Then they can continue to fulfill their God purpose. And so that's what your mother did. And that's what she is, a powerful woman of God, a good example to women today, not just Christian women, but women everywhere. And so that's why I knew that it was important to have you all back on this program again. So we thank you for sharing that, your part of the story. That was Christina?
Yes.
Christina. And we have who all, your other sibling is, who is this, Angela? Or what's the name?
Elena.
Elena. Okay. So Elena, could
yes.
you give us your vision? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, for me, as we continue to work towards my mom's book, I know some of us are planning on having a page or two from our vantage point. And for me, it's a little different than my oldest sister because I don't have a memory of living with my mom. I remember the weekends when we visited, having fun, dancing in the living room, going to the park and rolling down the hills. You know, I remember everything like that, but I don't recall being with her daily. So for me, the trauma didn't start until I had my own child and my maternal flip switched, and I was wondering, how could she do that? Why did she do that? And what am I supposed to do now? Because if my mom didn't stay with me, how can I know that I'll stay with my daughter? You know, because we have, my husband and I, we have 4 children now. But it was intimidating to me when I became a mother because I didn't know if I had the wherewithal to continue and to do my best and to minister to my kids as a follower of Christ like I was supposed to. But the good thing is, even though I was not always gracious in the way I shared my feelings with my mother, you know, she didn't make excuses. She understood the pain that I felt. And once I was able to get, I would call it dross out, you know, our relationship was even more refined. You know, one of the things that's kind of different with me and my mom is that when I was a teen, I never went through a really huge separation with my mom where, you know, we got in disagreements and everything, the same that some of my siblings did. I'm a quality time person, and because my mom is a bit of a mover and a shaker and she's busy and she was doing a lot of desktop publishing and spending hours at Kinko's and things like that, I would get dressed and get ready as fast as I could so I could spend as much time with her as I could. So I developed a close relationship with her as a tween and teenager. So for me, when I realized the magnitude of the decisions that she made, it was heartbreaking for me, and it made me very angry. But I'm really glad that the foundation that my mom has laid from the beginning of publicly acknowledging the poor decision that she made and how it affected us and her continuous appreciation of us being willing to reconnect with her emotionally, you know, that really sets the foundation for genuine reconciliation and not just tolerating someone being in your life because they're your parent, but also opening the door for friendship. So between that and my mom having a fire hazard amount of books in her room when I was in high school, she had a whole lot of books along the wall in her room. And I used to fuss at her about, like, if we have a fire, your room is going to be, like, up in flames. So there's books everywhere. And I didn't get the big deal about it, you know, but as I grew and after I got married, I found myself looking for books and reading things because of the dysfunctional relationships I saw growing up. And I was very argumentative and mean at times to my hubby. And, you know, I did what my mom showed me. When she didn't know what to do, she found information and she read it. And she consumed self-help books all the time. And, you know, sometimes it scares me a little bit because I'm getting my own little fire hazard in my room of books to help me out and give me knowledge because that's what she exemplified for me. And my friends and family who come to me for advice, first and foremost, it comes from the grace of God and me wanting to do my best for him but also from the example from my mom with me consuming information for holes that I have and, you know, knowing how to approach different situations. And that is priceless to me. You know, knowledge is something that we all value. And she wasn't even aware that, you know, she planted a seed for that with us, but she did. And that wasn't even her intention at the time. Her intention was to make sure she filled her own personal holes emotionally so she could know how to communicate with us and to not, you know, protect herself first, but to open herself up and understand boundaries and how to deal with people. And it wasn't just us. It was with other people, our stepdad included. You know, that was an awesome example on how to adjust and how to make sure you learn the right way and the peaceful way to handle trying circumstances. So, you know, my husband and I, we're raising our four kids. I'm a homemaker. And God is good. Our restorative relationship with my mom is awesome. Our kids love her to death. Sorry, Chrissy, but she's their favorite babysitter. And they love her so much. And I'm just grateful that I have a close relationship with my mom that is a friendship and that our kids are able to witness what a friendship between your parent looks like when you're an adult. Because we didn't have that growing up with our grandparents, you know, because of the way things were with my mom, we didn't see a friendship between them. And only time will tell how much that ministers to my husband and my kids. And we're just trying to take things one day at a time. And as the pain sometimes comes back to the surface, because some of our children are at the age group that I was when we were living away from my mom, she still helps me walk through it. She still listens to me when I'm frustrated. And as my sister Christina said, it is an ongoing process. It's not complete. But I would say we're doing very, very well. We don't have arguments and tiffs and things of that nature. It's because my mom still has a humble heart, and she's still willing to do the work that it takes to reassure us and to help teach us how to deal with her and how to process our pain. So, you know, it's awesome. You know, we don't have some magic pill, you know, the way we did it. You know, my mom practiced what she read. She put it into action, and she took it one day at a time. One of the main things I want to say as I finish out is, one of the things I thought about, I was listening to my sister Christina talk, is my mom never required us to be her friend. Some adults, some parents will try and force their way into your personal life as an adult. When we all became adults, my mom put boundaries in place to let us know that she respected us as adults. She respected that we no longer were under her guidance in the areas of doing what she felt was best concerning our choices. And that helped us transition from being kids trying to reconcile with our mom to being adults creating a friendship with our mother and knowing that we could trust her not to usurp our authority in our own lives. And that's something that's priceless that most people. We were speaking at a church last night, and one of the women who goes to the church said that her mother's in her 80s, and she still has yet to this day have had the opportunity to say how she truly felt to her mother and to really share how, you know, her mother may have caused her pain. She still isn't allowed to do that. So I just want to say thank you to my mom that, you know, she was willing to do that and humble herself and be willing to make herself vulnerable to pain so she can let us know that she understands, she truly regrets it, and she really does want to rebuild with us.
Wow, those two testimonies, and what you all, those to me, those are testimonies, what you all have said. Then you brought, you giving your mother her flowers while she lives and while she can smell them and enjoy them at the same time, and still being a witness to the listeners that someone else who may be going through the same thing or may have dealt with it but don't have closure with dealing with it. That's why I had to have you all on, because I knew you all had more to say that was going to give God glory through your story. And I thank you, Sister Christina Dixon, because what the devil meant for evil for you and for your family. He thought he was going to destroy your family, but he thought he was going to destroy it. But God turned it around and worked it out for your good and for the good of your family. So now you are truly an asset to the kingdom of God. See, the enemy wanted you to be a liability to the kingdom of God, because people knew you and they knew you was of God. They knew you were trying to live for the Lord, but somehow the enemy came in and he took over, and things happened in your flesh that you had no control over, that or that you allowed to happen, and God was not in it. And that's how the enemy tried to come in and just destroy it. But look what God did. You had the faith, and you had the enough to know about Jesus to go and call on the name of Jesus to intervene for yourself and for your family, and he brought y'all back together. And so he did it for you, and I know that he's going to do it for somebody else, someone is listening. And if he's not going to do it for a listener, you may know someone in your family or a church member or a coworker that may be going through the same thing. If it's not for you, pass it on, because all of these shows, I thank God for this platform, that all of these shows are kept in archives and they can be heard years from now. Any of your great-grandchildren can come back years from now and pull up today's date and listen to this message on tonight. So I thank God for this platform and being able to share it with Sister Dixon and her children, Sister Christina and Elena Dixon, two of her children, and to share their story. So how God intervened in their lives and turned the situation around, and now he's being glorified through it. And now they can be a blessing to the body of Christ and to other people, other families, other women that's going through the same thing that need help. And know that when you put your faith and trust in God, look what he did for this family, he can do it for yours also. So, Sister Christina Dixon, at this time, I'm going to ask you if you can give us your input regarding this, how what God did, and then what your future plans and goals are for your family and for the Lord. I want you to ask the author and the mother if you would close us out with that. Give us your overview as to what we can expect as for you personally, and then as your plans and goals and for the future for your family and then for the Lord.
Amen. Thank you so much for the opportunity to hear God's goodness toward us today, Brother Brown. Well, just to say to my daughters, first of all, that every time we have a conversation privately, or even when, like last night and then this evening on Blog Talk Radio with Brother Brown, my daughters say things that, you know, it's just so heartwarming to hear. But I want to encourage any parents that may be listening who are estranged from their children to know that the journey to the hearts of your children begins with faith and courage. For me, it was a matter that I knew that I wanted my children to be close to me. I wanted to be close to them. And as I prayed, my daughter talked about all the reading that I did, all the books that I got. It started with the Word of God, where the scripture talks about those who are wise seek after knowledge. And when I didn't know how to do something, even as my daughter says that I modeled it for her, my mother helped me, because when I was younger and I didn't know something, or when it came down to information about the birds and the bees and sexual relationships with men and women, and you know, what it was like to become a woman from a girl, my mother, instead of sitting down and having that conversation with me, she purchased me a book, because I was a lover of reading as a child. And so she would purchase me a book, and I would get so much information. So I learned, Brother Brown, three things by her doing that. One, I came to understand that by giving me the book, she was saying, I don't know everything. The second I learned from giving books was that in addition to the fact that she didn't know all the answers to my questions, the second thing was there were answers, even though she didn't have them. The answers were there. And the third thing she taught me by giving me books to read was that it was my responsibility, if I wanted to know something, to seek out the information and get it. And so because she laid that groundwork with me as a child, and the Holy Spirit directed me through not only the scripture, but through books based on the Word of God, like Boundaries, How to Say No and Take Control of Your Life. That was a liberating book for me. The Blessing. There were so many books that God sent to the bookstore to buy, to read, not because I wanted this cerebral understanding of things, but because truly I did not know what I was doing. I often tell people that in my early 20s, I saw the world through three eyes: ignorance, immaturity, and irresponsibility. I just didn't know, Brother Brown. I was truly ignorant. And I was very childish and immature in the way that I approached life, and therefore I was very irresponsible as well. And when the Lord shined the light on me after I surrendered my life at age 28, I began to realize I not only needed to surrender my life to Jesus, as I had done, but when it came down to understanding how to apply the Word of God, there were some things that were not clear enough to my understanding. And as I prayed and asked God what to do, He led me to resources that helped to explain things in ways that helped me to be able to apply the Word of God. Just to be able to learn how to be slow to speak, quick to listen, and slow to be angry was a big thing. So I thank God for that. And I thank God that the courage that it took to listen to somebody tell you how you hurt them without interrupting them and giving them permission to say it without trying to be defensive was something that God empowered me to do. And so I want to encourage parents that may be listening that if you are horrified at the thought of your children telling you what you may have done that was harmful to them, know that God is able to give you the courage to hear what you did so that you can take responsibility for what you did and give your children the validation of their pain. When you hurt a person and then you act as though nothing happened, or you dismiss it or minimize it, then that pain sits there unless they figure out how to really surrender it to God. It's the healing process that becomes more solid when you begin to truly allow people to tell you what you have done that caused them pain without making an excuse. Mechanism in the midst of it. And I know that was something that I'm just such this awesome mom that I did. The Holy Spirit empowered me. He took my willingness to take it one step at a time and allow each one of my five children to share with me whatever pain they suffered. And as my daughter beautifully said, ongoing work. And I am willing, because Brother Brown, one thing I have learned from reading my word, and that is that God wants to be glorified from our lives, and that sometimes He can get the glory when we're willing to simply share the details of what He brought us from. Now, does that mean that everybody knows everything about my testimony? No. But it does mean that some of the things that were shameful and embarrassing, our future goals include our being able and willing to travel wherever the Lord sends us, to share with families, to share with churches, to share with community organizations, parenting skills and family relationship skills, so that families can be whole again. Families are the foundation of our communities, and so many of our communities are broken. Right here in Wayne County, Michigan, where we live, the Detroit metro area, 70% of the children, over 70% of the children, live in single-parent households. And you know what that means? That means that there are 70% of families have estranged relationships like the ones my children and I had. And I want so much for families to experience what God has allowed our family to experience, the joy of reconciliation, the ability to come back together. What a joy it is for me that my grandchildren have both their parents. My daughter Christina didn't mention my eldest granddaughter Denise, but I know it was right there in her heart that she and her husband have raised my granddaughter, and she graduated from high school, honor society. She's in her second year of college, and she grew up with both her parents. And life is not always easy, and it's not perfect, but she knows both of her parents are in the home, and they love her, and she knows that. My four grandchildren that Elena mentioned that she and her husband have, I praise God that those children are growing up with their parents' relationship intact, and that is a work of God. I didn't do it, but their willingness to obey God, their willingness to follow the Holy Spirit through whatever pain life is bringing them, not just the pain that I caused, but just life itself. One of the things you said, Brother Brown, was that what the enemy meant for evil, God turned it around for our good. I had to say, I have to add to that, the reality is, it wasn't all the devil. A lot of it was just my flesh and me being ignorant, immature, and irresponsible, and not recognizing how self-centered my thinking was. And I was thinking only about myself and worrying about my desire to be loved. And when I came to the understanding that my children didn't have to be brought here, and that if I were going to implement the golden rule of do unto others as you would have them do unto you, I had to put myself in my children's shoes and recognize that if I were them, I would want my mother to own up to what she had done. I would want her to walk with me through the hard part. I would want her to understand why I'm angry. It's in large part is because of her absence, that she chose to be absent. I can't say that I was sick and so I was absent. I can't say that there were some extemporaneous circumstances. I can't say that. What I can say is that I was selfish, and I'm so sad that it hurt them. But I am so glad that God, in his grace, hallelujah for grace, I thank God for his grace, that he caused me to recognize that the sin that made me so filled with shame, the behaviors that I committed, were washed away when I asked him. And then he turned right around and gave me the grace to face the consequences in a way that not only honored him, but won the hearts of my children back. So our future plans, Brother Brown, are to share the glorious goodness of God, and how no matter how estranged you are, there is hope that your family can come back together if you're willing to take some steps in the direction that God will point to. Amen. Dina or Elena, is there anything you would add to that?
I could add that What I wanted to add about the grace and everything and it being an ongoing process, it has caused me to love others and to forgive others, you know, more freely. You know, even though I don't think it's necessarily fair when you look at it that you had to do all the work and our fathers just chose not to, the fortunate thing for them is that